This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a Christmas season.
I know it. It's like Christmas weekend already. I cannot believe we're just like 2 days away from Christmas. Emotionally, I'm still, you know, somewhere in the middle of like the beginning of December, still in the middle of the holiday. I cannot believe that it's already here.
I'm as excited as a little child because I want to see what they all get. I want to see what's under the tree. I want to see what Santa brought them, you know, what I've got them. I want them to see that. So I'm all excited about it. You know, did I do a good job? We're all going to be asking ourselves that, aren't we? I know every husband in town is going, oh, I hope my wife likes what I got her.
Yeah. Yeah, because if not, it could go very bad very fast. We've all done that before.
It could go bad very fast. I never will forget, years ago, I was always talking about these kitchen gadgets, but I didn't want them for Christmas. I wanted a dress, perfume, you know, makeup, something really nice. And my husband's son thought they'd be so nice. They got all these gadgets for me for Christmas, and they were plastic. Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget. Oh, my gosh. They knew I was upset. Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
It was hard to show on your face, you know. I mean, you know, it's hard to pretend when it's something like that.
Oh.
You know, women like luxury. They like pretty. They like expensive, you know.
Yes.
That's just the way women are. That's the way God made us. And if we see something that's real practical, it just ruins everything.
Yeah. Don't give somebody a vacuum cleaner. That's nice.
Oh, my word. That's the worst. I don't think you'd even be sleeping in the house. The dog might not even let you sleep with him over that mistake.
Oh, no. You'd be out in the backyard someplace, I'm sure. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But you give them perfume. They're going to love you forever.
Yes.
You know, you give them a diamond, that's forever. You give them a pretty necklace, that's forever. A day at the spa.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many wonderful things. A beautiful sweater. I mean, women just like pretty things.
Yeah, and maybe something they wouldn't get for themselves, but they would
like. That's what I always say. Give them something that they would never spend the money for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I have a daughter-in-law that's that way. She never wants to get anything real nice. And that's crazy. I want to get something real nice, you know? I mean.
Well.
And seems like UGG boots this year are really popular.
Are they really?
I don't know how many women have asked for them. But in my family, several women asked for UGG boots. And, you know, they are, it's a fashion thing. It's just like I've been seeing women lately with their Levi's rolled up. Now, I personally don't think that's a good fashion statement, but they're doing it. They're showing it on TV that instead of letting your Levi come down over your boot, whatever kind, or your heel, they're rolling them up.
Hmm.
And that's just pure, I mean... Gosh.
Yes, yeah. When it comes to fashion, I need a lot of direction because really, when it comes down to it, all I know about fashion is I like blue. Beyond
okay.
that, I don't know.
So you're going to get her something blue because you like it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but most men do. If they like a color, they'll give that to their wife. But I think electronics. I'm in love with electronics. I don't always understand all of it, but I do love it. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad it's so advanced.
Jeez.
You know, it just amazes to me all the things electronically you can buy. I saw pictures this week that you can just, with a flick of the switch, change the picture in the frame.
Really?
Yeah.
Without having to, like, switch it out. It's just digital. It'll change itself.
Yeah, it's a digital deal. You just switch it with your finger there, hit the button. I mean, there's so many neat things on the market that it just amazes me. And, of course, you know, I think I mentioned it. I wanted a knife sharpener, and I saw them on QVC. They would do, I mean, naturally it's on QVC.
Of course.
They would sharpen scissors, your gardening tools, and a knife.
Really?
Now then, everybody knew I wanted this. And they started to buy it. Then they said, we should check the ratings. Women were saying, it doesn't work. We're sending it back today. Oh, my gosh. I should have known for $25 it wasn't it.
Oh.
But I thought, gosh, it looks good. They made it work on television. But apparently it was flawed.
Oh, no.
And so you should always check the ratings. If it's something you're ordering, you're unsure about it, be sure and check what the people say.
Yeah, because, I mean, on TV it'll look like really fancy and they do all kinds of, you know, special things. And, you know, there's a certain, what I don't remember what it was called. It's been so long since we bought it, but we got one of those, like a frying pan, a skillet thing that has like the, I don't know, it's got the some kind of special coating on it or glass or I don't know what it is. And they say, oh, eggs and everything will just slide off and it just, you know, everything is wonderful. The cheese won't even stick to it. And they show you all these wonderful things on TV. We got it and it worked great for a while. And then all of a sudden it just started to, like stuff was sticking to it, like sticking really bad. I'm like, oh no, what do I do? Well, then I realized that one time something stuck to it, and so I took a Brillo pad.
Oh no!
And I think
you took the coating right off.
I did.
Oh my gosh! Well, you know, all of them nowadays, they say they have three hard layers on it that no matter what happens, you can't stick it. That even if you use metal in it, it will not scratch it. It will not go down into it.
Really?
Yes. But now my solution all these years is Circulon.
Ooh.
Circulon. I love Circulon. And my pan is 7 to 10 years old. It still doesn't stick.
Really?
Yes. A Circulon pan, the smooth bottom, it's just, I mean, I don't care what you do to it. It's not going to stick.
Oh, well, let me write that
down. I've never had anything stick in a Circulon.
Hmm. See, now, you haven't probably, well, I guess you probably could take a Brillo pad to it, couldn't you?
No, I would never do that. all you do is a little soap and water, and it comes right out. I mean, it's very easy. Very gentle, very easy. But, you know, the ones on television, they show all those new pans, all those new dishes. Nothing sticks. Mac and cheese doesn't. They wiped it out with a paper towel.
Really?
They didn't even wash it. They said, you don't even have to wash it out. You take a paper towel and nothing will stick. And they showed it again and again. Now, we don't know if that's real. But that Top Chef is one that demonstrated it.
Really? Interesting. Yeah, because you've been talking about, you know, QVC and how they, you know, only allow the best of the best and how they show you how it all works and all the neat things and all that. So maybe I should go over there and start shopping for, like, kitchenware.
You should watch it on Sundays when David Venable's in. He is the best. You know, he's been there 30 years. And it's called In the Kitchen with David. And all these top chefs come on and demonstrate while he's there. So you learn a lot. I mean, a lot of us can learn a lot from that show. Whether we buy anything or not, we can learn a lot.
Yeah. like how to not break your own dishware.
That's right. And I mean, they do stainless steel, and I'm just amazed at the new products on the market that are pretty, they're attractive, and yet they don't stick. So
wow,
I've learned a lot lately.
Yeah, and you said that they have a lot of things that you have found out that they make that you didn't even know you needed, but you do now.
I didn't know I needed all that. You're right. Until you've been on there, then you say, you know, I could really use that. I could use this.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to make our daily living easier.
Wow. So they have a lot of clever ideas to solve a lot of problems.
They have a lot of clever ideas that you and I wouldn't have never thought of.
Neat. I should have done my Christmas shopping over there, I think.
And they guaranteed delivery before Christmas, and it was free delivery, by the way.
Really?
And then they discounted a lot of stuff. They said, we've looked at retail everywhere. This is what retail is. This is what our price is today.
Wow.
So I like that part.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, it's like we've all kind of seemed to have gone from like an in-store shopping experience to most of our stuff is done online. You know, look at malls. Nobody goes to malls anymore. Nobody really goes to stores anymore. Bed Bath & Beyond, what they bankrupted and then came back as an online-only retailer. So they don't even have stores.
I don't know if that'll work, but everybody goes online. Everybody I talk to is buying everything online. So retail is changing right in front of our face.
Yeah. Wow.
And if you're in a hurry, you jump on the computer, you do it there, you get it done, and look at the time you're saving. People are saving hours by doing it online.
Yeah. Yeah. I do miss, though. I will have to admit, though, I used to love to go to the mall, you know, hear all the music, see all the lights. Usually there's, you know, a Santa Claus out there someplace.
That's right.
Oh, it was such a great experience for all the senses. There was like food, not only in the food court, but there'd be other, you know, food outlets, you know, making different things, whether it's like, you know, the stuff in the food court or like the chocolates or the cookies or the, you know, the different stores that sold food items. And then you've got the clothing and the jewelry departments and all the music. And it was just a whole experience that was wonderful. And we
it's
just kind of
Christmas experience that we've done for years, but now it's changed.
I know it.
And you're not going to have all the wonderful smells, all the jingle bells, all the silent night out there. You know, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, I do miss that, but, you know, I guess it's
and
time
it's probably
to
not for the best, but it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, when we were all enjoying that, it was different than it was, you know, in the 50s. So, you know, I guess it's just a new cycle. So this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And I assume since it's Christmas Eve Eve, you're done with all your shopping, right? Everything's done?
I am through. I'm through. if I got the wrong thing, it's too late. If I forgot somebody, it's really too late. Now, people used to tell me, always have a couple of gifts back in case somebody comes that you're not expecting and you have to give them a gift and you didn't get him anything. Always have something hidden back for emergencies, okay?
Oh, interesting. I never heard that, never thought about that. I always just tell people that they've been rotten so they get nothing this year.
There you go. I mean, you can, but if they're coming to your house again, I wouldn't do that.
No, it'll be the last time.
That's right. It'll be the last time you'll see their face. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. All right. So what's the news? What shape are we in? I'm hearing all kinds of things about how, you know, maybe there could be a substantial downturn. I don't want to, you know, put a doom on the holiday season or all, because I think from what I've read and heard that, you know, this year's holiday shopping has been one of the best ever. I've heard that the travel season and the amount of travel that people are doing is bigger than it's been in many, many, many years. So people are out spending, they're shopping, they're doing the Christmassy things, whether it's buying gifts or traveling. But is this going to continue into next year, or what are you hearing?
I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see what the new year brings. You know, I just don't know what's going to happen. A lot of people are saying different things. Let's see what happens after the first of the year. You're right. Christmases are booming. They're going right out the window. Now, years ago, they would say, well, we don't know how we've done until they start their returns, you know, and because the returns hurt you. But now they're telling me that a lot of stores are going to say, just keep it, don't return it.
Really?
They say it's too much trouble for them to check it back in. So I'm going to see how that goes, you know, how the return situation will be. But people are spending millions of dollars. America is a wealthy country. But there is a lot of people hurting. I see people all the time saying they've lost their jobs, they can't pay their rent. So we have some of that too. So we don't know, you know, how it's going to turn out. But people, airline tickets are an all-time high. I mean, airlines are charging so much now, it's ridiculous. And you used to go from Dallas to Amarillo. It was $79. I remember that well. The other day we checked on it was like $600 to $700 go from Dallas to Amarillo. That's
really?
Crazy. It's crazy.
Wow.
So airlines have really went up. I don't know if it's the cost of the gas, their labor cost. I don't know what it is, but to fly across country now, it is expensive.
Good. Was it last holiday season, speaking of airlines, that they had that big gigantic meltdown? Was it the holiday season of 22 that happened? And because I think
it was because they just fined Southwest Airlines a lot of money.
Yeah, like $174 million or something like that.
I want to say $147 million, but I'm probably wrong.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact amount, but it's over 100. Jeez. It was a lot of money. And they, because of the way that people got stranded in different places, the reservations, something went wrong. So the government just fined them. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. And I think, isn't there some kind of a new regulation that went into effect maybe this week, I want to say? Something about if your flight is delayed by 3 hours, the travelers are going to be somehow reimbursed or something like that. I can't remember all the details. I should have wrote it down, but...
Yeah, you should have, because I don't remember that this week. Usually I'm right on it, but I missed that.
I'm just making things up.
Oh, you're making things up as we go. I love that. Oh, my gosh.
I think it's a
thing. Well, you know, our clients, I'm hoping right here at the end of the year that we're going to close another policy, but it may be in January because we're waiting on medical. We don't have it yet. I've got a couple of large policies that we talked about the other day. We just don't know about them. So I don't know if people are going to get to invest any more money for the end of the year or not, because we're close. And so in January, we may close these. So that's one thing to think about. Also, I hope everybody's taking their RMD that needed it.
That's right. By the 31st?
Yes, okay. You have to take that. If you don't, there is a large penalty. And we had some people that did not have cash in their accounts to take it. And we were reminded you can do like for like and do a trade into another account. So we did that to help some people out. So they didn't have to come forward with the cash that that they otherwise would have had to. So a lot of people made a lot of money this year. A few people are still in some old policies that we're hoping and praying very hard that they will mature and that'll be a bygone deal.
Are you finding that people maybe are maybe they're spending like crazy for the holidays and then maybe concerned about what might happen next year, maybe starting to think about maybe migrating out of the stock market into something a little bit more conservative, like either life settlements or annuities or something like that? Are you hearing
with the signs on the economy that they're going to come from the stock market back to conservative issues and conservative investments, I think they will. I think when they see what's going to happen next year, if I'm right, they're not going to want to be in the stock market. It's going to be too risky to risk their life savings in the stock market if everything does really go down. And they are predicting that. that it's going to be, 24 is going to be a hard, hard year. So I would encourage people to really be on it, be paying attention. A lot of people just leave it up in the wind. They just think it'll be all right. And you don't pay attention to your own account, you can really get hurt. So I would recommend that they pay attention. They think about getting conservative, either a life settlement or an annuity. You can't outlive an annuity. You just can't. The payments will continue once you start, no matter what. Annuity is the most conservative thing in America. We've got a lot of people just sitting with cash. If you're just sitting with cash, put some of it in annuity and get some interest going. You don't want to sit here and not make a lot of interest. And you can make more with an annuity for sure than you can anywhere else, because it locks that interest in every year at the end of the year. And the stock market does not lock anything in. Mm. You know, it's up and down, and at the end of the year, it may be positive, it may be negative. An annuity in that way. Your principal is always safe. At the end of the year, it locks it in, and it's averaged over 10%. So, you know, it's a good, safe investment. And the banks are fixing to lower their rates again because our fixed rate just went down. And that's how I know the banks are going to go down, because annuities go follow it. Hmm. And so a fixed rate that was 5 and 5.5% is now right at 5. Hmm. And we do fixed rates for people that want just like a CD rate. And if they don't qualify, you know, for the other type of annuity, they can do one of those little fixed rates. And the main thing is, if you're doing life settlement, you know, again, it's a life insurance product. We're buying life insurance policies on people that are terminally ill. And I don't know where else you can do this in the world. You know, it started years ago. It's really progressed. It's big now. It's over $1 billion a year in sales of life insurance policies. People that are really sick are selling their policies. They're getting the cash, and they're not going on vacation like they put in the ads. Mm. They're going to the doctor and the hospital for treatment.
You know, speaking of ads, I've seen a lot more of those. I think it was, I want to say it was Coventry and... Oh, I can't remember the other one, but I've seen a lot more. It seems like there's more.
Well, Abacus has got ads out now.
Yes, that's the other one I saw. Yes.
Abacus.
Yes, and they're both pushing for people to just, you know, sell their policy and travel the world and take a cruise. those are not the policies you're buying. So when you see those on TV, it's like they're life settlements, but they're not what you're doing. You're buying actual specific types of policies. They're just buying anybody and anybody's policies. So,
but they're not giving them any money for it. People don't know that. And it's misleading, because they think they're going to get all this money for those policies. They're not sick. Nothing's wrong with them. What do you think they're going to give them for those? 10 to 20%.
Oh, my.
All they're going to get.
God, really?
And here we give a tremendous amount to sick people. You know, we're really a leader in life settlements when it comes to what we will pay. We pay more than anybody, I think, because we outbid a lot of people lots of times. And it's amazing what we're paying to buy their policies. It's almost as good as them cashing it into the life company. Mm. And we buy them every day, and we're giving them, you know, a great benefit. They can take the money right away. They can go and get treatment. And a lot of them are getting low on money, especially the older people, because it's about $100,000 a month when you've got cancer just trying to beat it. And then we've got the people that go overseas. They go to Mexico, and that cancer is just growing while they're over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to have traditional medicine. You know, when we read all these cases, lots of times they're on radiation, they're on chemo, they're doing immunology therapy. There's so many different kinds, you know, trying to save their life. So we buy the policies if it's short term, 30 months or less, and if they're under 76. Hmm. We can't buy elderly people because they're going to outlive you and I both. We talk about this all the time. Bless their hearts, they're just not that sick. No. And besides that, their premiums on their policies are horrendous. Hmm. So, you know, we have to watch what we're spending for the policy. We have to watch the premium and make sure they're really sick. And when we do that, our clients are making money. And it's conservative. You know, there's not a lot of speculation to it. So I recommend that people that are in the stock market think about putting some of your money out of risk, out of harm's way, into a conservative investment.
And it's also...
I mean, it makes sense.
It's kind of worth noting that, you know, if something does happen in the stock market, you know, say next year, it goes the way that some people say it will, if that happens, the life insurance company is not going to pay out a portion or discount the policy at all. They pay out the full amount no matter what the situation is. And so the value of it does not ever go down. Never, no matter what the situation is. So it's kind of almost in its own protected little niche, maybe protected against something that would happen.
That's right. And, you know, when you do a life settlement, the bank handles it. Your account is at Nevada Trust. They watch your money like a dadgum hawk. If banks and brokerage houses watched your money as closely as they do, you wouldn't have all this in the paper that we read about every day. Because if you say, I want to transfer money here, or I want to do this, they call you back. They verify every dadgum thing you say. They don't ever just do a verbal deal. They will not do a verbal deal. And that's really a big protection for our clients. And we love it. And when we selected them, we selected a good bank. And they look over it. They pay the premiums. When the people pass away, they get the certified death certificate, and the life insurance company sends the money to the bank, and the bank puts it in your account. I mean, that's about as simple as it gets.
Yeah.
And you're protected that way. And if you're at a brokerage house, you don't have that kind of protection.
No.
They can do whatever they want to, unfortunately, with your account.
Yeah.
And most of them are very honest, and it works out. But every once in a while, we have a rotten one in the barrel. And then you've got to go through a lot of agony, to get your money. So I recommend that if you want to be conservative, if you want to make money conservatively, consider a life settlement and or an annuity. Annuities are really safe because, again, it's a life insurance product, and insurance companies don't loan money out. They're not like the bank. They don't have the risk. They don't have the liabilities banks have, because banks loan out as much as they can, as you know.
Yeah.
And that's what gets them in trouble lots of times, is who they loan the money to. Especially right now, they loaned it to developers. They're going to have trouble getting it back in, because a lot of the developers can't develop the properties. They can't go ahead and build on them. So, you know, there's a lot of risk involved. So a life insurance company is safe. They've got billions and billions of dollars just sitting there. So I would recommend you do something safe, conservative. Consider either one of these investments. It's both backed by life insurance companies, and I think that's the safe way to go.
And annuities are not they. How do you say that it mirrors the stock market, but it's not in
the stock market. Exactly. It mirrors the stock market. It's never directly in the stock market. That's why it's safe. And whatever it makes every year, it locks that interest in once a year. Your interest locks in. It never goes backwards. And that's why an annuity is a safe product. And think about all the bonuses. We haven't even talked about the bonuses this morning. You've got that 12% bonus. You've got the 17% bonus. And remember, they will pay a bonus every time you put money in for 3 years. It was 7, but they've reduced it. But you're going to get a bonus every time you put money in for 3 years. And up front, you're going to get that big bonus on every dime you put in. Who else is going to give you a bonus other than the annuity company?
I don't know. That those bonuses have really.
Stock market isn't gonna give you a bonus. The bank isn't gonna give you a bonus up front. I tell you. So the safest thing to do an annuity, get that bonus, and then get your interest every year. And you can after the first year, you can start taking money out.
Do we know how long the bonuses will be around for? Is it a sign that they took it from 7 to 3 years, or?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yes. You know, they were doing a 7-year bonus deal, and now they've cut it down to 3. Mm-hmm. And then the fixed rates went down a little bit. So, you know, the economy is fixing to change, fixing to turn around.
Hmm. Not turn around, like, not in a good way.
I don't think so. I think the economy, they're saying next year is going to be a rough year.
Wow. I knew that a lot of advertisers were going for the holiday dollar earlier this year than they were in previous years. They were like having a lot of the full-on holiday ads with, you know, the Santa Clauses and all that well before Halloween. And so it kind of seemed like a sign that, you know, hey, there's a big push. And I know that the whole holiday landscape has changed. You know, it used to be like Black Friday was called Black Friday because they had all the special deals all in one day for a few hours at every store. And people would line up at 3 a.m. And that's when, you know, retailers would go from red into the black because of those sales on that one day. But the whole Black Friday thing has changed into, like, you know, now it's like a several week long thing, or it's a month long thing, or it's a season long thing. So it's not an actual day. The whole thing, the whole landscape for holiday spending has changed, which means that those profits are kind of like diluted, kind of spread out a little bit more rather than just one event day. So it seems like, you know, they were kind of taking it a little bit further than that, not only just changing it from Black Friday to like Black Month, really, or 2 months. And so now they kind of moved it up a little bit, trying to get that dollar a little bit earlier. And so it kind of seemed like that was probably a sign that they were trying to get something secured, get people spending before something were to happen. And then they kind of went on spending lockdown. So I don't know if that's
a
sign.
Did you notice where the markdowns were fast this year?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they started having markdowns really, really fast. So that tells you something. When they start those markdowns, by the 12th of December, they're trying to move some stuff. They were offering 40 to 60% off. That tells you they were trying to move stuff that they thought was not moving quickly enough.
Oh, geez. That's big for that early. They don't usually do that until, like, now.
That's right. And if you've noticed all the restaurant closings in Texas, everywhere else, there's a lot of restaurants closing. And that tells you that's the economy. There's been a lot in Austin closed. There's some in Dallas, in Houston. And then the rest of the country has got a lot of them closing.
Is it?
Texas has their own share right now, too.
Is it also a kind of a sign of what may be coming when we look at commercial as opposed to, because I know we look at retail a lot and people's, you know, spending and all that, but when it comes to,
right,
like commercial, like you know, like properties, office buildings, you know, things like that, is that a sign also? Of,
I think it is, because there is a lots and lots of office space right now that's vacant, and you know, they say you can cut your own deals on office space right now, because they've got so much of it, and people are downsizing. They're figuring out they don't have to put up with those high rents, so they're making other choices.
Yeah. Is it the thing that started, or maybe it didn't start, I don't know, correct me, because I'm going to make a mess out of this, but is it like San Francisco, where they started, you know, having all these vacant, they were putting up all these office spaces, and now they're just vacant, and now they're kind of going back to the lender? Is like that whole thing is expanding?
Well, of course, it was downtown stuff started when they had all the homeless, when they had all the crime wave hit. And it just stopped everything. That big building was going up. They've stopped construction. And then two hotels, they've given those back. But the only place that's doing good is Las Vegas. You know, they finally opened the Fontainebleau. Took 16 years
Wow.
to get it open. Yes. 16 years. And it cost billions and billions. Didn't and, you know, it had four owners along the way. That's the funniest deal. You know, they started out the original guy. He lost it. It went to two different guys. They just couldn't figure out how to get it built. And he finally buys it back himself and gets some other investors. And it's that deal.
Oh, wow.
And and it opened this week. I think it's got 30-something restaurants in it.
Good Lord.
I mean, this thing is luxurious. It's big. But you know what I'm wondering? Will it make a profit?
You know, I don't know. They were talking about that Sphere and how that was going to be this big, huge vendor. And it looks amazing. You know, they had, what was it? I think U2 opened up the for their residency for a while. And then they, I think there's talk about, you know, other bands coming in doing the same thing. I had seen where they put all this money into it. And it was going to be this huge place. And it was like selling out all over the place. But I also saw one thing, I think it was a week or two ago, that they might be losing money. Just because it was so expensive and so top heavy, so I don't know.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
you spend millions and millions, and sometimes it doesn't come back to you.
Yeah, yeah. So
and Las Vegas is a fickle town.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Vegas, didn't they just either they're fixing to close the last two of the old school casinos, I think Tropicana,
yes, right.
And something else.
Yeah, they're going to tear them down.
Yeah, so
they're
still moving
forward. It's an end of an
era,
you know, and people go out there, they just know they're going to get rich, and they come home broke. They told me that they end up coming home on a Greyhound bus.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, that's a sad story.
Yeah. So with all the signs that are kind of in front of us, you know, from retail spending to commercial to, you know, all these other things that we kind of hint about here and there, it's not just that we're crazy and going off topic. It's just we're kind of like taking a look at the big picture. And so if people do see the signs on the wall, and they want to kind of get out of, you know, maybe things that are a little bit more risky, like the stock market, for say, then maybe, you know, life settlements.
They should be talking to us.
Yeah.
I know I would. You know, in 08, you know, I saw it coming, and I was still in the stock market. I got out. I've never went back. I've never regretted it. I'm thankful. And I had people come to me in tears.
Oh, no.
They just opened a brokerage account, and they lost $50,000 in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah. 2008, people were telling them to stay in the stock market, don't get out. I know some horror stories.
Yeah, I
so, bet. You know, a lot of people had to go back to work because they lost so much that they didn't have the assets anymore. And remember, those assets are not solid. They go up and down every day.
Yeah.
And you should be aware of it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's always your money. It's up to you what to do with it. But I am giving you a cautionary tale today and saying, you know.
You have been warned.
Next year, if you say, Faye, why didn't you say more? No. I'm just gently mentioning it, you know.
It's a gentle hint of here's the situation because you keep up with this stuff. So, you know, you can, you know, see what's happening and read the writing on the wall, pass along the information, do with it what you will. So
that's right. You do whatever you want. But I'm just encouraging you today to make that move. It doesn't hurt to be safe. There's nothing wrong with being safe.
No.
And you'll be laughing all the way at the bank if you're safe.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
It's going to be a quiz on Christmas.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to fail. I'll tell you right now.
Okay, is there a real place called North Pole?
Yes.
All right, it's true. You got the first one right. It's located in Alaska.
Oh. I didn't know that, but I knew
okay,
there was a place.
The next one's a little harder.
Oh, no.
How many gifts were given in the 12 days of Christmas.
Well, see, now I want to say 12, but I don't think that's right. It seems like a trick question. I'm going to say...
It is a trick question.
15.
364.
See, now I didn't do the math. See, I should have just done the math.
Yeah, if you'd just done the math, you'd have worked. Okay, Kris Kringle comes from the German word, what?
I don't know.
Christkind means Christ and child.
Nope, I would not have guessed that.
Okay, when was the first Kris Kringle spoken? When was it first used?
The term, like the name?
Yeah, old Kris Kringle. You know him.
1812.
You're so close. 1830.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
right.
Okay, what was, this one's easy. What was the best-selling Christmas single of all time?
Oh, didn't it just come back? It's Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
No, I knew you'd know it. White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Oh, see, I got fooled because I saw that Brenda Lee's back on the charts again with the song.
No.
And so I got
it sold 100 million copies.
Oh, well, it is beautiful.
Okay, in the cartoon land, what was the top holiday album?
Oh, boy.
Now, this is, if you think about that a minute.
I'm going to get this wrong. I know I am. In the cartoon world, geez. I want to say either Grinch or Peanuts.
It was Charlie Brown.
Oh,
Charlie
yay.
Brown Christmas.
Yay.
That was the number. How about that? See there?
I made two guesses. I cheated, but I still got one of them.
Okay. What country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
I know this. I'm going to guess wrong. Oh, Germany.
You're right.
Really?
You're so good today.
Oh, wow.
How about that? The tradition of sending Christmas cards originated in what country?
Austria.
England. England.
That was my next guess.
When do you think tinsel was invented?
Oh, I used to love tinsel. Oh, geez.
They don't even use it anymore. It's
crazy. I know it. Oh, wow. Okay, tinsel invent. I would say probably 1940.
1610.
All right.
Okay. You were way off.
I'm gonna get
we've
cold
been doing
for that
this
one.
A long time. You just didn't know it.
I know it.
Okay. How many Hallmark cards are sent out annually?
12 billion.
1.3 billion.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot.
Now, what year did Charlie Brown Christmas first air? Do you remember that?
Oh, boy. Oh, golly. 1968. No, 71. No, I don't
65.
Know. 65. Oh, I was so close.
You were close the first time. You were so close. 65. What year do you think they sent out the first Christmas card?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, this is a trick question. I know it is. Okay, I'm going to be ridiculous and say something like 1890.
1843.
Oh Lord. See, there's another. I should get Cole for that guess too.
There you go.
It's terrible.
Which reindeer has the same name as the god of love?
Vixen.
Cupid.
Oh.
You knew that one.
Is there even a reindeer named Vixen? Comet, Cupid, Donner, Vixen? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, all right.
And Vixen, since you brought it up, is the name of one of the reindeers that has the same name as a female fox.
See, I answered the questions out of order.
I know. You just don't get it.
I was tuning in to the next one, and I just didn't.
Yeah, you were just too fast. Okay. December the 26th marks which Saints Day? That might be too hard.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I can't even make a
guess. Saint Stephen.
Really? That's so weird. I was just listening to the song the other day about that. It's from the you're going to laugh at me. It's the Chieftains. It's by the Chieftains.
Wow.
Yeah. The Saint Stephen's Day Murders.
Oh, my gosh. The famous scientist was born on Christmas Day. In 1642, do you remember who it was?
1642, that would have to be Galileo.
Isaac Newton.
That's what I meant, Isaac Newton.
You meant to say Isaac Newton. You meant it all along, didn't you?
Yeah. I knew it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just channeled the wrong one.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway... that's about my list right there.
Well, I have butchered the quiz then.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. And I don't even, you know, it's like we think we know all these holidays. We all think, oh, you know, we just love Christmas. We know everything about Christmas, but actually we probably don't.
That's right. And a lot of them were really hard, and I didn't even do those. Because I figured that, you know, you and I both together wouldn't get them.
Yeah.
One last one. How many candy canes are produced per day?
Produced per day. I'm going to say, I'm trying to think of the whole year and how many, they don't want to overproduce because then they'll have too many. I'm going to say 1 million.
Per day.
Yeah, I'll go with 1 million.
2.7 million per day.
Really? That many?
Yes.
And they sell them all? Or most of them? Or a big chunk of them?
They sell them all.
Wow. Oh, my God. You multiply that by the number of days in the year, and that's an awful lot of candy canes.
It's a lot of candy canes. Apparently, people use a lot. I remember years ago, I used to put them in the tree.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that lately. I mean, the last few years.
You used to put them in the tree with the tinsel.
Yeah, there you go. It's a sign of the times. Everything's gone. The tinsel's gone. They're gone.
Can you still buy tinsel? Is it still available?
You know, I was wondering about that. I remember we used to buy it by the box.
Yes.
And, you know, it was long boxes of it.
Yes, and the top was kind of like that flimsy little plastic that you could kind of see through the little hole so you could see the tinsel.
That's exactly right.
And you got everywhere. Once you open the tinsel box, you're going to find tinsel until August.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I forgot about that. How much there was.
Yes, it's almost like glitter. It gets in like every nook and cranny, and it just doesn't stop. but it was cool.
You just throw it at the tree and throw it at the tree.
Yes.
I like that part. And a lot of people put it on very carefully. But, you know, when you get tired, you just start throwing it on the tree.
Yeah. Yeah. You start out placing it nice and neat and careful, and by the time you're done, it's just like, just toss it and lands anywhere. If it's in
That's
a clump,
right.
it's
just
in
let
a clump.
It go.
Yeah. And I think at one point, didn't they make, like actual, like, fake trees out of, like, to look like tinsel themselves? Like, they made, like, silver trees.
I don't remember that.
I thought so, but I might have dreamed that, or I might be making that up too. I don't know.
I hope you didn't make that up.
I think it's a thing. So, but you know, we all have traditions, and you know, it's kind of, you know, we were talking about like we miss going to the mall and things like that. Now I miss tinsel on top of it, and that makes me think of like the old school big colored bulbs that we used to get. I miss those too. So
the red, the green, all those. Oh yes. My gosh.
Oh.
And you know, I saw a tree the other day somewhere, and it had colored bulbs on it. I haven't seen that in years.
Really?
You know, we all have our bulbs where they're white, you know, where it looks right on the tree and all this. These people had all these colored bulbs on the tree. Wow. Go, oh, my gosh. That's an old custom.
Yes. Remember those?
I haven't seen that in years.
They used to have those, and I don't know, maybe they still do, but those, they were like tabletop. They were, I don't know, 3 feet tall maybe, made out of like clay, like porcelain, and they would have the little lights like in the actual tree itself. Remember those? It was kind of like a...
Oh, heck yes. They were little porcelain deals.
Yeah.
I used to have one sitting around at Christmas. I remember those.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah. Things are changing, but we can still at least remember a lot of the things.
I know. I'm sure I've got a box someplace with all the old school stuff that we used to put out, like little Christmas villages with, like, you know, you put like the cotton down and you put the village out there. And yeah,
I remember that whole thing.
Yeah, it used to be paper when I was growing up. You used to punch them out of like a workbook type of thing, and then we started to get the little porcelain buildings, and so now we've got a Christmas village with those things in it. So it's neat. It's neat to go back and remember all the fun stuff that we used to do when we were younger. So,
and it amazes me how far we've come. Each year has changed. The generations have changed. Kids nowadays wouldn't even remember the things that we used to do.
Oh, God.
The things at Christmas that were fun. Nowadays, everything's got to be electronics. It's got to be something to hold their attention. I know I read on this one site, the guy said he bought his children these airplanes, these fighting airplanes, just to get them off the electronics and get them out of the house. I mean, just thinking about that, you know?
Yeah.
Do something to get your kids up and moving, because our world has changed. I saw a little child the other day at the basketball game. He couldn't hardly run, and it's because he's been sitting so long, he's gained a lot of weight. And I felt sorry for him. I said, you know, most kids are running that fat off, but if you're just sitting in front of the television all the time, you know, you're going to get overweight and you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to get out and we used to, you know, run all over the place. We would run a lot of times. What we would do is sometimes we'd get, like, for Christmas, we'd get those little handheld, the little football game that you would hold, the electronic game. It had, like, X's and O's. It didn't even have, like, people or anything like that. It was just X's and O's, and you play a little football game for a couple minutes. Well, that just made us want to go out in the backyard and throw around the real football. And so it kind of motivated us to get outside and do stuff. So we would gather people up and go out and end up playing, you know, football outside, but we didn't spend like hours and days in front of the console. So it was different, very different.
And we need to get our kids back outside playing basketball and soccer and football.
Yeah.
You know, if we want healthy kids.
Yeah. We used to get out in the neighborhood and ride our bikes and pretend we were, you know, cops and robbers or whatever we would, you know, whatever we would do, use our imaginations. So it was a thrill, you know, to, you know, get up on Christmas morning, there'd be a bike out there and it's like, hey, we're going to get outside. We're going to do stuff. We're going to ride around. We're going to, you know, tour the world on our little bike.
That's right. Going to tour the world.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Of course, I do. I don't want to discount all the advancements that we've made in technology and stuff. You know, there have been some fantastic improvements, like the kitchen things you were talking about, all the kitchen gadgets that we've got now that make things easier and neat and cook things better. So there are a lot of really good things for the new stuff as well. Okay, so we're getting towards the end of the year. I know next week is the last week, is the week between Christmas and New Year's, is the week that you're usually closed. However, you are still at the helm. So there may be people that are kind of like at home celebrating the holidays, but if anything happens next week, you are still there to see it and watch it and know what's going on.
That's right. If they send me an email, if they need something, if they need to put money in at the last of the year, lots of times people do bring money, we will get it handled. So if they need something, you know, if they'll send me an email, I'll get it done.
Okay. I know we always talk about risks real quick. So for life settlements, let's start there. What are the risks with a life settlement?
Okay. The biggest risk of all is it could go over. If it goes over, you have to pay premium until the person dies. We're doing a better job on that, so the risk is small, but it could happen. So that is your biggest risk. The second biggest risk is it is not liquid till it matures. It's not liquid till they die. So you need to always know that. That's the two things. Other than that, it's a conservative investment.
Okay. And people do need to be accredited in order to do a life settlement, which means?
You have to be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your home. And that's a government regulation.
Okay. What about the same thing for annuities? Are there any risks? We don't usually talk about them.
Well, the only risk is it might be a year when you didn't make any interest. It's only happened, I think, a couple of times in the last few years. But the money was safe. Your interest was safe. Your interest was already locked in. So, you know, it did not create any problems.
Okay. And it's good to know that there is some kind of like a safety net. So you always protect the principal. You never, if the bottom of the stock market falls out and people in the stock market lose everything, if you're in an annuity, that's not going to happen. So
no, your money is still there. If you've got a life settlement, your money is still there. Remember, it's invested in a life insurance policy. You don't have the risk of the stock market. It's not going to go down. It's not an up and down situation. It's level, it's steady. So always remember that. Your principal's always safe. Your principal is solid, okay?
Okay. And then lastly, this is the last question I'll leave you with. Is there anything that needs to be done in the next week or so before the end of the year that people need to do? I know you kind of touched on, making sure you take out your...
The RMDs,
yes.
I think we've had everybody do it.
Okay.
We need to make sure it's done. If there's anybody that's forgot to do it, you have to take it. But other than that, everybody should be in good shape for the end of the year.
Good deal. All right. So I know that the office is technically closed. If somebody does want to make an appointment or anything, should they still call or should they wait until the new year? How should people handle it?
If it's urgent, then call me on my cell phone or they can send me a quick email.
Okay. Cool. Well, Faye, I do wish you a happy holidays and a very Merry Christmas, and we will talk again before the new year. Do you want to give out your phone number and website one more time?
Yes, 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.